Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Jeremy Meyerson and Philip Ross. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you want to quit your job or just completely rethink what a job even means?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, a bit of both. This book argues that the whole concept of a job is crumbling, not because we'll have nothing to do, but because the way we work is being fundamentally rewired. And it's not just a prediction. They say it's already happening.
Right, and they start with this big idea that the old industrial age contract, show up, put in your hours, get security, is broken. The company has already unworked itself, hollowing out middle management and replacing permanent staff with freelancers.
Exactly. They call this new reality the liquid workforce. It's a sea of independent agents, micro-entrepreneurs, and project-based specialists. And the gig economy isn't a fringe thing, it's the blueprint.
I remember you mentioning that term, liquid workforce. But what struck me is how honest they are about the downsides. The security of a paycheck is replaced by the stress of invoicing. The camaraderie of an office is replaced by isolation. They're not romanticizing it.
No, they're brutal about the anxiety. They even have a term for it. Liquid anxiety, that chronic unease from having to constantly hustle and prove yourself. And they warn about a new class divide between high-value freelancers and low-paid task workers trapped on platforms.
So what's the solution? Because they don't just leave us in despair, right?
No, they see it as an opportunity to reclaim agency. The core argument is that we need to shift from being employees who are managed to professionals who manage ourselves. That means thinking of your career as a portfolio of skills and projects, not a linear ladder.
And they introduce this unworking manifesto. One principle that really got me was productive disloyalty, the idea that loyalty to a single company is a trap now. You have to be loyal to your own trajectory and skills.
Right, and that ties into redefining value. In the old model, value was measured by time spent at a desk. In the new model, it's about output and impact. So you cut out performative work, pointless meetings, status update emails, and focus on what actually moves the needle.
They call that deep unworking. And it's something that's often impossible in an open office, but becomes achievable when you control your own time. Which brings up their whole take on physical space.
Yes, because Meyerson and Ross are workplace design experts. They argue the office was a monument to control and surveillance, designed to make you look busy. The future is a hub and spoke model, a small central hub for collaboration, with home offices and co-working spaces as spokes.
And that requires radical trust from leaders. You can't manage a liquid workforce with a time clock. Leaders have to become architects of context, creating conditions for good work instead of dictating it.
That's a huge shift. But the book also tackles the psychological toll. They recommend boundary work, not rigid separation, but intentional rhythms and rituals. Things like digital Sabbaths and focus sprints to prevent burnout.
They also get into the dark side of platform economics, algorithmic management, where workers are rated and ranked by opaque code. They warn against a feudalization of work, with platforms acting as digital landlords.
Right, and their solution is cooperative platforms owned by workers plus portable benefits. It's a political vision that goes beyond individual self-help. They're calling for a new social contract.
But ultimately, for me, the book is about identity. For generations, we've answered, "Who are you?" with a job title. They say that equation is breaking down. We have to define ourselves by our values, skills, and passions, not by a paycheck.
That's the most liberating and terrifying part. The central takeaway is that the future belongs not to those who work the hardest, but to those who learn to unwork the smartest. It's not about finding a better job, but becoming a better architect of your own life.
I keep coming back to that line. Stop mourning the job you lost and start building the life you want. That's the one thing I'm actually taking away.
And honestly, if you want to explore these ideas further, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with more than 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So that's a book that says the job is dead. Long live the work. I'm Sam.
And I'm Sophie. We'll see you in the next one.